Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to GigPod episode 228, where we're going to be talking about Celtic's triumphant 3-0 win over Hearts at the weekend. Probably our best performance of the season, perhaps, and of course a game that I didn't see any of. And I'm the host, Rizzo, making about myself, as I always do. And I'm joined by Stevie. Stevie, hello.
John, hello.
Yes, 1-2 against where we'll see each other this week, because we're going to the game on Saturday.
I know, you've not went on about it or that. You've not told everybody that you've been going about a million times or anything, but...
My first game against Rangers in 12 years, it'll be. Since the last game against the old Rangers, so this will be the first time I've ever seen us play the new Rangers.
Off the top of your head, who scored the 3 goals?
Charles Mulgrew, that great guy Chris Commons, and Gary Hooper.
It was.
It was a sort of swerving shot, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful sunny, well, the second half was beautiful and sunny. First half was, remember first half was like kind of pelting.
Oh, I can't really remember much about the game. The Rangers fans were...
Four seasons, but in one day in Glasgow. Brilliant, I loved it. See, I moaned about Glasgow back then as well.
Yes, so yeah, people accuse us of moaning on the podcast, but we can't complain about Celtic's win on Saturday.
Oh, can I also say, before we get into this one?
Yes.
So in Celtic AM today, or rather on Saturday, the video that Hamish put out today, people were telling me to get a grip and calm down because I said, let's one hand on the title because I'm being optimistic. I can't win.
You can't win, no. And talk about Celtic AM, we're going to both be on it on a Thursday night doing a preview of the game.
Well, it's good. I mean, there you go. Hamish could have been doing a wee surprise and all that there. So it's good to see you've got the spoilers there, Roger Ebert.
Yeah, well, I need to let the listeners know before I just get foisted on them that I'm going to be on it. But no, more on that later. 3-0 at the weekend. Now, I wasn't there, I was in London, and due to delays, I didn't even see the game, but I have managed to watch the highlights. From what I've heard, the atmosphere was a sensation, and a lot of times this season, the atmosphere has been pretty poor, to put it bluntly. And in fact, that happens, I'd say 95% of Celtic games, at least, like in the last 10, 15 years. I mean, I don't think the atmosphere's really ever been that great. Maybe, like, back in the, I don't know, the late 90s, like when every game like really mattered and we were trying to get back to the top, the atmosphere was always great, but it probably wasn't true either. But no, what was the atmosphere like on Saturday? Was it the best of the season, as I've seen it described?
Yeah, it was actually better than the game in December against Rangers. Like, it's mad, isn't it? A game against third place Hearts being better than a derby game. It's quite something, but it was electric from getting in. You know, you just felt as if the fans and the players were up for it. Like we were saying all week that everybody had to be united for it. There's been a lot of nonsense this season. By the way, had my petty moans about things as well. Like, I get pulled up on the Gig Pod Instagram for commenting on William Scales' contract situation, but I'm sure you want to talk about later.
Great.
And generally, people have been messaging in saying we've been negative, and I disagree with that thoroughly. I think we've been quite realistic, and I think we've got high standards with Celtic, and I get it. We're not always going to batter teams every week. We've said that, but you do expect, you know, the bare minimum from seeing a Celtic team controlling games and entertaining football, like, for the majority of the time, and we've not had that this season. You know, as I say, everybody seemed to just pull that to one side on Saturday. It was a fantastic day, brilliant game. You know, the players were up for it, the fans were up for it, and the songbook, especially at times in the second half, was just great. And, you know, back to doing that huddle and
I hate that.
Well, I hate when we applaud ourselves after it. It annoys me. But yeah, it was just great. You know, the reception that Dias and Maeda got was amazing. As a player who has divided the support. I mean, look at Angie's second season on Gig Pod. Like, at times me and you were annoyed at the sight of Dias and Maeda. Remember when he had that horror run in October or September when he was rotten in the Champions League, missing big chances, and then it was the same in the Premier. But not now. I mean, we're at a point where Dias and Maeda is one of the first names on that team sheet for me, and it's a testament that he has got the majority of the fans on side with him, and just how crucial he is in this Celtic team that he got a reception like that. But aye, the atmosphere was just unbelievable, as I say. To eclipse the Glasgow Derby in December is some going, and obviously, you know, next Saturday I hope it's an even better atmosphere. But aye, it was just a great day to be a Celtic fan, one of the great experiences that hopefully you look back on at the end of the season and go, that was the big part of why we won the league, because everyone was just all together.
The team was the same as the team last week, I suppose. That wasn't really a shock. I mean, the only big difference was that, as you say, Dyson did come back, he was on the bench, and he returned in the 72nd minute, and judging from the highlights I've saw, he looked in fine fettle, and we'll talk about Saturday later on, but I'd imagine he'll be starting on Saturday.
Who knows with Brendan?
Well, no, but he has to.
No, I agree he has to, but who knows? I mean, after Brendan saying he's definitely about for the season and you won't see Maeda again. And now this, I mean, is in terms of his fitness, is it going to be 100% to face Rangers? I guess that's something we'll have to talk about later in the week. I pray God he is, because it's you know, I'm contradicting myself, because I guess I did say to you, even if Dias and Maeda is like half fit, he has to start against them, because he'll be one of the first names on that team sheet against Rangers. He's just so crucial in these derby games.
No, yeah, he does have to start. But like, to the game itself, and Hearts had a chance, I think it was the very, very first minute when Shankland had a shot
deflected
past the post. But then, shock of shock, we got an early goal 4 minutes in, and Kyogo Furuhashi, as you call him, with a typical Kyogo finish. It was a corner being punched clear, and the ball went to Rio Hatate just outside the box. Now, he lofted it back in and Kyogo headed it home. Do you think that was a deliberate pass for Rio Hatate?
Well, I've seen the highlights back, and I do think it was, because at the game I thought it was a shot. Having looked back at it, I think it was great vision with Hatate. Well finished from Furuhashi as well. It was, you know, to get a goal like that in the first 5 minutes was just so crucial, because after that, Hearts really had to come out. I know they did in the first 30 seconds or so, but I'd say their game plan was set to contain and frustrate. And then after that, they definitely had to come out if they wanted the result. And then we were on the front foot, that ball with O'Reilly. Again, I'm sure we'll talk about that, but before that, you wanted to talk about Joe Hart's amazing save?
Well, just before we go into that save, I mean, I couldn't understand the big brouhaha about it being possibly offside. I'm surprised Stephen Mason didn't, like, dear Robin Nielsen, come out and cry about it. Right, just after that, we kept a lead with a brilliant save by Joe Hart from, I think it was sort of half volley, I'd say, by Cammy Devlin.
It was like a snapshot. It was going in.
And he managed to divert it just past the post. And I mean, after what I'd said this season earlier on, that he just shouldn't play another game for us, whatever it was. It wasn't me being over the top as usual, unlike me, I know. But we like to have fun.
He did have a bad start to the season.
But we like to have fun in Gig Pod, just like Brendan does. But, I mean, he has, like, last week he played pretty well, and like the last couple of weeks, I'd say he's been back to what is something like approaching his best. And I think he's obviously determined to end his career, because I mean, he's retiring from football, not just Celtic. and he has had an amazing career. I mean, he played for England in a load of big tournaments, won the title with Man City, their first title, and God knows what. So, I mean,
I remember there was a game as well. I know they get beat off Barca, you know, but he kept it down to like the one in the New Camp.
Aye.
He, like, that was Messi, Neymar, and Suarez. He kept it down, and it could have been genuinely double figures. I always remember that game.
Yep, so I mean, his career had sort of hit the doldrums a wee bit. I mean, he wasn't getting a game for Tottenham, and like, we needed an experienced goalie, and he's had some bad games. You can't take, like, you need to say that, but I think overall he's been an excellent signing, and he's really determined to end his career winning the double, I'd say, and I think he's a big reason that we're 3 points clear getting into this game. Because I think if they'd equalised, obviously it's hard for me to judge because I didn't see it, and I didn't even really hear it. I was just getting sort of updates filled at the phone. I mean, I think if Hearts had scored an equaliser, that would have like sort of maybe changed the atmosphere. But I'm sure the fans would still like done that thing. You know, when an opposition team scores, the crowd react like roar immediately. Like, I'm sure that would have happened, but there still would have been. I think there was a lot of fear about this game. I think people might say there's no, but I think there was because
of what Hearts
have done this season. And I think they'll be the same next Wednesday as well, but obviously more than that the other time. And I think they'll probably fear for the weekend as well, just because it's such a huge game. But I would say that would have made a big difference. But thankfully, we did go 2-0 up, 21st minute, you talked about it. And an amazing pass from Matt O'Reilly. Kyogo with a volleyed finish. It didn't look the hardest hit by Kyogo, but he just still managed to place it in the reach of the goalie.
He had to still keep his eye and follow the ball and concentrate and getting a connection with it.
Well, we talk all the time about how Kyogo never gets the passes he wants, like when he's like running to the last man, and he got it and then he sailed it, and it reminded me of that goal. And I can't remember who the opposition is, and he's been bugging me. That goal Kyogo scored in Europe when we played that team on a Thursday afternoon.
Fenerbahce
from the Jota pass. That was probably a better goal aesthetically, I'd say.
Better pass. Well, actually, that's harsh from Matt O'Reilly. Actually a great shout. By the way, that's one for the Gig Pod Instagram. I've just thought of, like, what was the better assist and finish? That's actually some shout.
That one in Saturday was really the cleanest hit, but the most important part was the goal. And I mean,
it was a bigger goal.
Aye, and like that, I think that shows. I mean, I know we've talked about like Kyogo this season. I think a lot of that's to do with Brendan and his style of football, and he always had some bad games as well. I mean, you can't take it away and look at last weekend, but I mean, it's the big game of the season, big games now, and that's Kyogo making an impression again. And it wouldn't have shocked me if he had a big impact in these last four games we've got to play.
Let me ask you a question.
Go.
That ball with Matt O'Reilly over the top, do you think that's something that Brendan's been hammering into him, or do you think Matt O'Reilly actually improvised that and went, do you know what, for this?
Well, I would hope it's Brendan telling him, but then that's been happening at Celtic since Andrew's imagined.
I've not seen Matt O'Reilly put in a ball of that though.
No, but I mean, I always remember, like, even when I was going to games during Andrew's 2 years here, but good luck at Tottenham, Ange. I mean, if you get sacked next year, I'm sure another job will come up. West Ham, no, they've got a manager. No, I think it's just the players. I think Kyogo might have be smarter. This isn't a slight in the players, of course, but I think Kyogo might be like have such a quick football brain that he's in that position all the time. But that's the way he plays it on the last defender, and we, like, especially if the wonderful Liam Scales is on the ball, we sometimes don't get the ball released quickly enough. But I would hope that's Brendan saying, right, look for Kyogo when you get a chance to make a first time pass, he'll make the run. But it was a brilliant pass, and when I saw it, we're 2-0 up after 20 minutes in Londinium, I punched the air, I'm embarrassed to say. But no, as soon as I saw it, we're 2-0 up, I thought, we'll manage to see it out.
See that ball by O'Reilly too, do you know what it reminded me of? Again, against Hearts. John Hartson's goal.
Oh, the one league?
John Hartson's goal from...
the 4-2 game?
From Tomo's pass.
Oh, I remember
that. That ball was Alan Thompson-esque at his best.
It was. Hopefully it doesn't get... Hopefully Matt O'Reilly doesn't come back to Celtic one day as assistant manager, then get sacked in mysterious circumstances.
No comment. Now, we know where to be positive here.
We are positive. I love Alan Thompson, one of the best Celtic midfielders of the last 30 years, I'd say. Right, so that was 2-0 at half time. From what I saw, on the highlights there was another chance where Hearts had a guy running through and goal, and Joe Hart came out and saved it. A bloke, I sort of cleared the ball away. I mean, there's that We'll need to talk about Callum McGregor in a minute. He's got that double tackle that people have been raving like crazy about.
I celebrated that like a goal.
So we'll talk about Callum McGregor more in a minute. So 71st minute, we made three subs. That's late for Brendan, by the way.
Very.
So 70th
shows
minute.
How much we were in control, though.
That's true. Awata for Hitati, Kuhn for Dyson, and Kyogo for Adamina for Kyogo. And I suppose the return of Dyson is huge.
Massive. Did you see the reception he got?
I did. It was.
Where did you see it?
On YouTube.
Oh, did you not see it on a certain Instagram account?
No. Oh, aye, Gigpod.
That was it, John. Thanks for the promo.
Sorry. That is a great account, Gigpod, by the way. I mean, I left a comment, a hilarious comment, as you saw, and you liked the other day. I said, well done,
Celtic. It was memorable, I can't remember.
Well done, Celtic, from a Gigpod thread in London, it said.
Can we go into the penalty?
Yes. Yes, the penalty, it was brought in by a referee by Father Clancy, who somehow didn't notice Liam Shankland putting his hand up in the air.
But wait a minute, I thought Kevin Clancy just blindly gives us anything, John.
I know, apparently so, but how a referee could miss that is just beyond me.
Mental.
I mean, in the highlights, it looks like I've conceded a penalty. Yeah, he's in the gear, just couldn't believe it. I was actually listening to the game on the radio by then, and they even said Lawrence Shankland looks guilty, like he's not going to give away a penalty. It was the most stonewall penalty of the season. Even more stonewall than when Conor Goldson handballs and gets away with it. But somehow Father Clancy didn't give the penalty. Unfathomable.
Well, see, to be honest though, remember we had a stonewall penalty at Tynecastle before with that Michael Smith guy.
That
wasn't given, so yeah. Hearts might have just thought, oh, we'll get away with this one too.
But that was such a terrible refereeing. I mean, I don't want to whine about referees like Steven Gerrard constantly did, but they really are.
I love when you say that every week.
Well, it's true, you did. But they really are a joke in Scotland. I mean, why? What was the reason for no game? That the game was okay, that was theoretically the game wasn't finished. But I mean, we're 2-0 up really in the last 5 minutes. I think the chances is even this Celtic team that's been roped a game away, a 2-goal lead, were slim. Why did he not get the penalty? Why was he such a pussy that he thought, oh no, I'll even though Lawrence Shankland handballed it right in front of his face, put his hand up to make sure he didn't get hit in the face, and he didn't get the penalty? I just kind of got over it.
But the good news is Matt O'Reilly stepped up and punished Shankland anyway.
He did.
He finished it with aplomb.
By the way, that could have been a second yellow card for Shankland, but because he had been booked earlier. He actually won player of the year last night.
I saw that. He certainly not deserved. He's not even the best striker in Scotland.
No, it's obviously Kyogo. I think Armstrong, the Kamarnock player, won young player of the year.
No, it was Watson.
Oh, Watson, aye.
Great research, John.
I couldn't remember his name. I know
he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player. And the Falkirk manager, John McGlynn, weirdly won manager of the year.
Well, certainly wasn't going to be that Tony Docherty guy.
Well, it should have been, because he's been brilliant.
It's done to your shite. I'm glad Severin beat them on Saturday.
They did beat them, right? I know you always say that about Dundee, but he's been the manager of the year by a mile.
Oh, you're not going to get manager of the year after you've been thumped like 5-0 off that crap Rangers team. Nothing against Tony Docker.
He's a good Celtic man.
I believe he is. Well, I've seen that this season. But no, his Dundee team are shite. He deserves nothing.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But I wonder if good Celtic man Jim Goodwin will beat the game on Saturday, by the way, because Dundee United is finished. Away for that digression. Matt O'Reilly thundered the penalty into the roof of the net. Massive win in what was the biggest game of the season so far. I mean, if you look at the problems Hearts have caused us this season, it's unfathomable that we've beat us twice. I mean, that game at Parkhead, when they beat us, you know, I was at, and we were crap. We just didn't turn up.
We just spent the second half laughing at how absurd it was.
I know. The game at Tynecastle, obviously, was rigged by John Beaton. So, nothing to do with us missing a penalty. So, that's how we... Although, I did see people going bananas because a Hearts player had a similar challenge to Yang's, where he booted James Forrest in the place.
I saw that too, actually.
And he didn't get sent off, but I mean, that's just, these things happen in football, right? Can't complain, of course. No, huge 3-0 win. That put us 6 points and 8 goals clear, getting into yesterday's Rangers game against Kelly, which they won 4-1. Shortly, Kelly had a red card and Rangers got a penalty. I know you're all stunned. Rangers did miss a penalty, though. So they won 4-1, so we are, as it stands, 5 goals and 3 points ahead, getting into the derby on Saturday. We'll talk about the derby more in a minute because I want to talk about Cal McGregor.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm not going to say we owe him a massive apology and all that, because I think our concerns were pretty much echoing what I'd say 99% of Celtic fans that watch games were seeing. Like, we were seeing Cal McGregor so off it, massively unfit, and it's not like we're just putting the boot in. Like, seriously, anybody that listens to us, I really hope people don't think we're being overly negative and overly critical and we're dying to put the boot into Celtic, the fucking team that we've been, I don't know how much money me and you spent towards going to see Celtic over the years. Why the fuck would we look to put the boot in and people to listen?
We want Celtic to be good. We want people to listen.
I don't want people to listen into this, but us to make a name for ourselves as an overly negative and fucking hateful podcast and all that. I mean, might hate
you. I've only got love in my heart.
I might hate you and you might hate me, but that's it. I don't fucking hate Celtic. Yes, no. They annoy me, but they do have to be called out for the stuff that's happened this season off the park, on the park, and you know, the fact that we are in a title race, I know we've not got a God-given right to win every game, we're not going to win every campaign by 20 points, but it's self-inflicted that we are on this stage, and that's all we've tried to really hammer home. And, you know, the Callum McGregor, playing him against Rangers, bringing him on was a fucking stupid move. I'm sorry to people that might think that's been negative and that's putting the boot into Callum McGregor. It's not. It's just a decision that really should not have happened.
No,
it shouldn't have. And against Aberdeen as well, you know, we looked at a better side, I would say, when Timoki Awata came on, and same against Dundee too. But no, here we go. This is where the positivity will come in, and I will credit Callum McGregor for growing into that game. I thought the first half hour, he didn't look as if he was fully at the races. But I thought in that second half, I thought that tracking back that Callum McGregor did to win the ball for Vargas, and then I think maybe Shankland was different class. Like, I mean, the fans reacted like it was a goal. I was up off my seat, you know, as long as Callum McGregor does similar and performs well on Saturday, then I'll be praising him. Don't worry about that. But I just really hope people don't think me and John are like getting some delight into being negative and critical about the team. I'm just calling it as I see it. I'm being realistic. I'm not going to sit and lie and say, Callum McGregor's brilliant. See, even when he's unfit, he's just been different class. What a great player. He should play when he's got one leg. That would be hilarious. You know what I mean, though?
Aye, you're right. No, I mean, it was even poor last week against Dundee, and yeah, I thought it was a mistake starting him, but I don't know. For what I can gather, he proved me wrong on Saturday, and I'm hoping the team proved me wrong, and this, when we do the next podcast, I can apologise for calling us losers.
See if I'm wrong, and see if a player like proves me wrong, and see if the team proved me wrong, or Brendan does, I'll be delighted, and they'll say, yeah, great, I'm glad that we look back on this and go, I think the concerns were valid, but I'm glad it's all worked out, let's move on, and let's never have a season like this again, and well, you know, mistakes have happened, let's rectify them, and be more clinical going forward, do you know what I mean?
Yes, I mean, It's not a serious podcast, as I said, but we are serious about Celtic. Because, I mean, we like to have a laugh. Genuinely, I wasn't taking the piss out of Brendan doing it on the pod, but we do want Celtic, obviously, to be good. I mean, we've been doing the podcast for years, looking at the millions of Celtic games we've been to. And if we're not playing well, we need to just call it as we see it.
And it's not as if it's cheap following the club.
Exactly. Look, the season tickets are going up again next season.
I won't renew, but it's not blindly. I'm going to have to sacrifice a few things, but hey-ho, tough tie. It's not like people care about that, you know. A lot of people will be doing the same. The world will keep turning one way or another.
I know, I'm not even going to rant about my plane being delayed last night. That's because I'm a great guy.
I will say I'm surprised and I'm glad you're here safely, John, but that's where it ends.
Yes, not so easy jet, I'd say they were last night.
That is sapphire.
Aye, so, I mean, Callum McGregor, obviously, proven as wrong. Not proven as wrong, I'll take that back. I mean, shown what he's actually all about, the sort of player he is, and time after time, he's dominated against Rangers, so we need him to do that again on Saturday. Kyogo's, that game came in at the right time. I mean, he's been outrageously good against Rangers. He was anonymous, basically, in the 3-3 each game a couple of weeks ago, but, I mean, it wouldn't have shocked me if he, ran the show on Saturday. I mean, Liam Scales, let's talk about his four-year contract, which...
Just quite little.
Yes, I mean, well done to him for getting it, and Brendan loves him. I mean, we'd obviously know his biggest fan on Digpod, but Brendan must feel he's worth that four-year contract, and on Brendan's head be it. I mean, well done to him for, from nowhere, becoming a mainstay and getting a four-year deal, which is pretty strange, but we do give, long-term contracts to players. So, I mean, I don't want to say much more about Liam Scales. We've criticised him in the pod, and if we do go on to win the double, he's more than played his part in it.
I don't think Liam Scales is an asset. I don't think he'll go for big money. Do I think he's going to improve in the future? No. Do I think he's going to improve the team? No. See, if this was performances we were getting from Liam Scales, where he was maybe 21, 22, and he could get better, then fair enough. But I don't think he is going to get any better. I think, if anything, Liam Scales will go backwards. And that's all right for you to say that's a backup player anyway. Why are you getting so defensive about it? Well, because we might very well rely on him. Because originally he was a backup player this season, and look what's happened. So that's it. So all it takes is we sign a defender next season, stop laughing at the back. But we sign a defender, he gets injured, Scales comes back in, and then we've got to rely on Scales for a few games at a time. And I'm of the opinion that we should be aiming for better, even as backup. That's just where I'm going to leave it. Because I know that people will get very emotional at me saying this, so I'm sorry to people, that's just my opinion on it. Like Callum McGregor recently, I hope Liam Scales proves me wrong. See, how mental would it be if he scored a winner against Rangers or something on Saturday? You'd be the first people going mental, going Liam Scales never criticised.
Exactly.
And that's it, and there's a challenge for him to shut up us two. I mean, I'm sure that whatever Brendan's told him for his goals this season, that's all out the window. His main objective is to shut up me and you.
So. Exactly. On to Saturday. I mean, we will have some sort of pod up before it, but this is a short preview. It's the first Celtic Rangers game I've been to since 2012, as I said.
Just make it all about you again, John.
Yep. So, 12:30 kickoff. It's going to be an interesting day, I'd imagine, especially if we go for a drink before it. So, I mean, we know it's on the line. If we win, we're 6 points ahead. We're six games with 6 points left. I mean, that'd be it, basically. If it's a draw, we are still favourites, but, I mean, we'd need to win at Kilmarnock. And that would practically clinch the league, barring something crazy happening the final day. And if Rangers win, it is... who knows, basically. Because we'd be levelling points.
50-50, really, isn't it?
There'd be at least a couple of goals in our favour, but they've got much easier fixtures the last two games. Oh, Hearts away shouldn't be an easy fixture, but it will be. But I mean, let us know, think about that, because I am confident that we will get the win. I think it'll be a close game, though. The games this season, there's been nothing between the teams. Like, 2-1 goal wins and a 3-each draw. Yeah. I mean, I think some people think we're going to just absolutely hammer Rangers, and I suppose if everything clicked, we could. I mean, the atmosphere, I think, will be intense. I don't think... Oh, actually, you know what? It might be like that legendary 3-0 game during Rangers' first season, because I was saying this is like the first real title decider since 2011. The Nutton East draw at Ibrox.
That's right, yeah.
I'd say the one each draw Celtic Park and just for season, was it? Because we were 6 points
in. Six, three games left.
We were six clear going into it, and like a draw suited us.
Yeah.
I mean, a draw would suit us this weekend, but it was still mean we need to go to Kelly.
I think we got away with that one each draw, though, because they put everything into that second half.
But they won the board about the league, remember?
Oh, of course. I've got notorious liars. That's right.
They won the board about the league, that's right, because they'd go to that European final.
Even though the second half they were fired up like crazy to get the win.
Busting a gut to get the winner, but they won the interest in the league, no. But, I mean, that wasn't a tail decider because we were, I mean, our next game was that Hearts game. No, that was the fourth last game, then we beat Hearts. But this is really the first actual, I'd say, title decider since the game against Rangers at Ibrox in 2011. But
Sammy
missed a penalty. And we got a penalty at Ibrox in a title decider. I mean, I know it's...
And it wasn't even a penalty.
That was a soft one. It was won by that wonderful guy, Anthony Stokes.
Great guy.
Great guy. So, I mean, I think the atmosphere is going to be intense. I don't know what the Green Brigade nor I'll have planned. I'm sure it'll be something... suitable for the occasion, and I'm just hoping that affects Rangers like it did in the 3-0 game. But I mean we still should win, and we still should win the league, you know, while if we don't win the league by now, if we don't win the league from here, as I said, everybody should get sacked because it'd be pitiful.
As you said, there's no excuses.
No excuses. We're 3 points ahead, 5 goals ahead. We're playing Rangers at home. They have no fans.
We've got the players back.
We've got everybody back. I think the squad's fully fit. I mean, Kyo was playing well, Hattati's playing well, Cal McGregor's possibly playing well.
Cameron Carter-Vickers
looks solid again. Joe Hart's playing well.
So what you're saying for there as well, the players that are playing well, like Hart, Cameron Carter-Vickers, McGregor, Funahashi, it's the spine of the team.
Exactly, and we'll need that on Saturday because...
And they're five of the players that have won everything with
exactly.
Us.
And I don't think this is a great Rangers or a great Celtic team, but I mean, it's still a huge game, and I don't know how they'll approach it. We'll never have a Rangers fan on all here, obviously, but I mean, like, it's a game they need to win.
They will throw everything at us.
And don't forget the referee, whatever, as well, obviously.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow, so you can let me know. You can text me, because I'll be snowed under at work. So you can let me know when Stephen McLean's announced.
Well,
it won't be Willie Colm, obviously. He's bad for the Rangers.
He's bad
games.
For them in the games. And it can't be Robertson or Beaton.
No, because they've done that. They've done...
Nick Walsh as well. He's done one, hasn't he?
I think he has. So it'll be Stevie...
It'd be good if it was Kevin Clancy again.
Great.
The father himself.
Great, aye. It'll be Stephen McLean. Great guy whose brother... Or whose brother-in-law is that used to play for Rangers. Great guy. No, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Because, as I said... I mean, I would prefer it. People might not like this, but I mean, I think the atmosphere would be better on Saturday if they had fans here. If the 2,500 rule had been in for these last two games.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, that was always a great aspect of the derby. I mean, scoring and
getting it up
the opposition fans. And next season, I think the derby will be massively improved. I mean, 2,500 is not that many, but it's still more than any other team in Scotland get.
And we react better as well.
Exactly.
When someone's a bio or something, we can react back. They're more bio.
Exactly. Just, I think, the situation on Saturday. We know if we win, we've won the title.
Question
basically.
For you here.
Yes.
Because it is all about you, as we know.
Yes.
Are you going to feel weird about this, going back to Celtic Park and a derby against them? Like, is it going to hit you before the game or anything like that?
I won't know until Saturday, basically.
When Saturday comes?
Sounds like a good film. Well, it's almost a different game, because we don't usually go to the pub for a 12:30 kick-off, and we're doing it on Saturday. Well, we did for the Scottish Cup game, I suppose. But I don't know how I feel, because it still doesn't feel like a derby to me, because there's no away fans. I mean, I think the atmosphere, when I actually get in the stadium, I think the atmosphere should be...
electric.
I would hope it is, because...
It has to be.
I mean, I on the last part, I say that I always hate it when they say the fans need to play their part, because basically we can only do so much.
Did on Saturday, though.
But I think they did on Saturday, for what I could tell. They definitely did a 3-0 game in Andrew's first season. The Rangers players shit themselves that night. They couldn't cope with a just crazed atmosphere. And I think the atmosphere will be like that on Saturday.
There has to be constant booing when they've got the ball as well. Maybe that's one after 10 minutes, then... No. You hear everybody's all sitting down in their seat and all that again. It has to be everybody, hopefully everybody standing, everybody booing near every touch, and everybody going mental whenever we've hit the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I mean, it's still 5 days to go. I'm not thinking about it that much yet, but it is such a huge game that I don't know. I'm obviously looking forward to it. Thank you, brother, for somehow getting us the ticket. You are a legend and a hero.
Listen, I'm no hero. Shit, don't worry about that.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've still got another game against him, and obviously that's not as big, but a Scottish Cup final against him obviously is another gigantic game. It's not as big as this weekend, but it is still like a massive occasion and
more previews for us to do it.
Yeah, we'll be desperate to win. But I don't know. I'm still really it's too early. How are you going to feel before? Are you going to be hyped up?
Aye, I'll be hyped up and up mega early on the day of the game, just trying to get it over with. But yeah, I'll be starting to get hyped up for it when I finish working Friday. And I've been, again, it's all I've been really thinking about the day, and that's one day down, 40 to go, you know what I mean, before we can really start thinking about it properly, man. It's a Friday night for me that is just hits you like a ton of bricks for these ones, but it's going to just be like the way I usually feel for these games, like ram that up by a million, because this is just the biggest I can think of against them in some time.
In the league, yeah.
In the league. It's mammoth. It really is. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm also massively nervous for it. I just want to get in, and as soon as you get in and the teams come out, it's a wee bit easier. The build-up is sometimes worse than the game itself. Aye. But, you know what, their fans aren't going to be there. That's an advantage to us. Yeah, if I could change that for even Saturday itself, than I would, because it just makes Derby even better, and I'd love to get it right up them at the ground. But it's not going to be next season. We'll just have to take that as it comes. But I mean, we're doing this in a Monday, and obviously we've got another preview later on in the week, and I'm sure we'll be even more up for it then. But it'll be good for yourself to be gone for one of these games again.
That's a good way to end this week's episode of Gig Pod. Right, so you can catch us in all the usual places. Podcasts are provided, Spotify, Apple Pods. Keep the subscriptions going through the roof, because we'll have a lot of pods between now and the end of the season. You can catch Stevie on Instagram as well at GigPod, where he did make a video of Dyson's comeback, which I forgot about. Great video. You have loads of videos like about the game this week. And of course, I'm going to be on Celtic AM with Stevie and Hamish this week. On
with your HD camera.
With my HD camera. Probably Friday morning, UK time, the fans will get it. I'd imagine.
Let's hope Hamish does his job and has a bit of fun.
Yes, like Brenda does. Yes, and because like you're still involved with that, you can do the video after the game then against Rangers.
Don't worry about that.
Right, so thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back with a preview of sorts before the game on Saturday. And Celtic, well done for the weekend. See, no criticism, praising the team. And just let's hope that level of performance continues for the next four games, and we go on to win a double that looked unlikely but now could be very likely. Who knows? Right, thanks everybody for listening. We'll speak to you all soon. Speak to you again this week. Hail, hail.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.